Next up is an often confounding topic that comes up frequently, particularly in cases with high amounts in controversy, and that's the issue of supersedeas. And this presentation will be focusing on the differences between the federal and state rules with respect to that. We have two speakers, both of them with my law firm, Alexander DeBose and Jefferson. First is Charlie Frazier, who's a partner in the firm and Dallas office, where he's been since 2008. His appellate practice has included appearances before all 14 courts of appeals, the Fifth Circuit, and also the U.S. Supreme Court. And he, at least in our firm, is the supersedeas guru, and I think that he's developing that reputation statewide. Very complex area. Marisa Hurd, also with our firm, is a Stanford grad who clerked for Judge Harold DeMoss on the Fifth Circuit after law school. She worked for several years with Baker Botts and then spent 8 years as a chambers staff attorney with the 14th Court of Appeals. So let's please welcome them for a presentation on supersedeas.
Okay, we just wanted to start with the music for James Bond to lighten it up a little bit, right?
I told someone, he asked me, when you're speaking at 3:30, he said, oh, there'll be 30 people there. And when I told him the topic, he said, there'll be 25 people there. I think we beat that, but supersedeas is not high on the totem pole in interesting or sexy type of areas of practice. We hope maybe James Baum might increase the latter part of that statement. But actually, when a massive monetary judgment is entered, then the glass slipper fits on supersedeas law. Because if you represent the judgment debtor, your goal, among others on the appeal, is to protect the assets of your client. If you represent the judgment creditor, then your job is to ensure that you can collect on the judgment, that your client is secure, that the judgment is secure. So it becomes very, very important then. And our goal is to share with you, summarize, and then the paper goes in much more detail, and we'll try to give you where we are in the paper, but more importantly, Texas and state, the procedures, some of them are similar, many of them are not, and those that are not are critical and can be critical. And we know most of you are here because you practice in both state and federal court, so we're going to go through. Marisa, with her excellent experience with the Court of Appeals in Texas, will handle the Texas discussion, and I will handle the federal counterpart to those topics.
I think Charlie could probably do both, but, you know, I'll take Texas. So what we're going to do today is just kind of go through, in short order, a little bit of what the paper discusses and talk about whether there are major distinctions, question mark, in some of the procedural aspects of superseding your judgment. So as the slide says, timing of the bond, notice of appeal, discretionary stays, procedure for obtaining bond approval, required amount of the bond, superseding for less than the required amount, any actions available by the courts of appeals, and recovery of bond premiums as costs. So we'll just jump right in.
Everyone has stayed. This is great.
So let's first talk about when to supersede in Texas. For some reason, there we go. Okay. Oh, there it is. So Rule 627 provides that the judgment creditor cannot execute on a signed final judgment for 30 days. Filing a motion for new trial will extend the timetable, but filing a motion to modify the judgment will not. So don't fall into that trap. Keep in mind that the creditor may immediately start efforts to collect on the judgment. So that could be through, say, for example, garnishment or turnover. However, once an approved supersedeas bond is filed, that is up there, okay. Such collection efforts have to stop. So you can't keep trying to get the money once the supersedeas is filed. And passing along a practice tip from one Chief Justice of a Court of Appeals who I was speaking with yesterday at the reception, he or she suggested that a lot of the headaches with some of these collection effort fights could be avoided by simply taking advantage of the supersedious process that is available.